When God rules our lives, He gives us the power to be more than a conqueror. If all a person has is this world, then the world will take that person wherever it wants to. If you have no handhold in this world, then the devil can't attach his stink to you. He can't control you and make you miserable.
Thanks for joining us on Life Journeys, a podcast about thriving through the worst pain that life brings. With global initiatives threatening big changes to our way of life, we're going to need to activate Jesus' words about mountain-moving faith. Words That Work is the ongoing series on Life Journeys that is rooted in releasing revelational words of faith that will work every time and with everyone. It's about moving the mountains that keep us from the presence and goodness of God. It's about defining our life purpose and identity through encountering Him. Until we have the power to move the obstacles that are destroying our liberty and hope.
The question is, how can I be more than a conqueror? The revelation of God can be stunning when He calms the storms in our life, but the revelation of us in the storm is usually frightening. I thought I had more faith. Well, both revelations are necessary for a life of faith. Therefore, if you want a revelation of God, get ready for a revelation of yourself. Paul says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, being more than conquerors is being victorious, but the question is, victory over what? Just what is it that we cannot afford to lose? Well, it's God's sovereignty over us. It's the fact that knowing God's care for us, the devil can't dominate our lives with fear. He can't be our God to rule over us. We are victors over all that is of the flesh, this carnal man. We have hope and joy. We have peace and love and patience and faithfulness. We fear no loss, no accusation, no infirmity, no defeat, for we are free in the glorious liberty of the children of God. And listen, this has to work right in the middle of a mess that we're facing. So often we add to God's love for us. We need to add to it because we aren't sufficiently persuaded of its depths. We think, therefore, that for victory, we need God's love. Plus, oh, I don't know, maybe our neighbor's getting run over by a bus. In other words, we'd have victory if our circumstances just changed. But until they do, we think that we're going to have to suffer with our anger or our hurt or our crippling fear. But this life on earth will never work that way because people are just like us, flawed. Who will rule over us? Who will rule my countenance in well-being? Who will determine my hope, my peace, and purpose, and joy? Paul's answer is found in the love of God. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. More than. More than. Okay, so there's something I need to learn yet. How do I connect the dots on what this victory looks like, and how do I integrate it into my soul? How does this really work? When the St. Louis County attorney was sworn in, I couldn't attend, so I wrote her a note. When the pathway you're on sends you a message that no good deed will go unpunished, and when the world measures you by the pluses and minuses, remember that you are defined by the fact that you are loved much. rule by love that compels us and creates wholeness of soul is the highest design of leadership. By this, we are not forced out of sin. We simply walk away because the chains of misery have fallen away. We're new creations. So here it is. He who rules my life is the one who gives me the power to be more than a conqueror. I can't be ruled by fear, hatred, and jealousy, or corrupt governments and broken promises, a victim's mentality, or poverty, prison, and isolation. It's the simple truth that you can't threaten a true follower of Christ with death. He has already died to this world and is longing to go home. A man who exposed the satanic craft that is Freemasonry said, "If all a person has is this world, then the world will take that person wherever it wants to. I'm more than a conqueror in all the evils that Satan in this world will bring upon me, because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And the one who is in me loves me without limit." We need to learn how to make this workable and victorious in our life under stress. I am whole by none other. Therefore, I will not give my life to another to be used, abused, and destroyed. Why give my life to the world that creates my problem and then wants to rule me by its power? Which one do you want? Letting go of all material holds and being free, or holding on to your possessions and being constantly bound in fear? Understand this. Tribulation, persecution, famine, sword are all ominous words by which our ultimate adversary, Satan, is determined to conquer the world. Ordo Abbacchio. It's the motto beneath the two-headed eagle of Freemasonry, meaning order from chaos. That's the way communism is established. Create a problem, fan its flames, blame the opposition, provide a solution, do over. That is the two-headed eagle, right and left, liberal and conservative, black and white, capitalism and socialism, binary and non-binary. None of it matters to them. Get that. The goal is chaos, not socialism, an end to racism, LGBTQ flags or vaccines. They could care less. That's not the battle at all. The one world government that opposes Jesus Christ and hates Christianity and seeks tremendous population reduction and world domination is the goal and always has been. Only the armor of God will win. Only life in Christ will conquer. And the battle is coming to a living room near you. When you sit by the campfire on shore and watch a golden sunset, remember where you are. When you stand amazed at the emerald color of the lake surrounded by snow-capped mountains and towering pines, remember where you are. When you think about that memorable family vacation where you walked that solitary ocean beach, swam in the surf, and watched the moonlight rise through gently passing tufts of clouds, remember where you are. A fallen world. I want you to see Paul, one night praising God with his little band of missionaries on the seashore of the Mediterranean. But the next night, he was chained to a Roman soldier in a sewer hole down the street from the Colosseum. This world is not your home. It's not your friend. It's not a wonderful world of strawberries and sunsets and silver linings. Satan may give us the glitter only because he knows how to crush your heart when he takes it from you. Lay not up for yourselves treasures in this world, Jesus said. If this world and the things in it rule my life, then Christ doesn't. And listen very carefully. Like in the temptation of Christ in the wilderness, a miracle can be a victory for Satan, as he says, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to be turned into bread." The victory for Satan would be a life manipulated by him through our constant pursuit of earthly needs. Though this world roars after it delights, though it kills, steals, and destroys so much of what it gives, when I get quiet, I can hear another voice. I am with you. I love you. You are mine. In your suffering, believe it, and the world will see me. Yours is the way I came to this world. On a cross, in a dark storm, in a night of loneliness, upon a bed of grieving. You are my precious brother and my beloved. Soon you will be with me forever, but now I am loving the world through people like you. Those who don't see and yet believe. You prove I am. There is no other explanation for your life but me. You are not defined by the suffering or by the sin. Today in this battle, Satan is trying to rule my life through threats, fear, and suffering. But I am more than a conqueror, the Bible says. God is greater in me. I will engage by letting go of this world's demands for domination. It will not rule in my life. I found my life in Christ and have given it to Him. About suffering, Peter says, "Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." Dare to be preoccupied with your victor more than with that which would make you its victim. Remember, victory as more than a conqueror is only obtainable in one who is fully surrendered to God. There it is. You can't pick and choose when and what needs to be in God's hands. If you have no handhold in this world, then the devil can't attach his stink to you. He can't control you and make you miserable. Give all you have away and come and follow me, Jesus said. He wanted men with no handholds in this world to entrap them. He said, "Put it in my hands every day, son." Requiring that you hold on to something in this world, for example, money, can make that thing your God. It can be used to control and master your life until the devil can say, "I am his God. See, I am controlling his countenance, his joy and his peace. I am now his master." Remember what you learned. Fear is the result of having an idol. All things work together for the good, the Bible says. Application of this says, if we are serving idols of reputation or money or sex or careers, abilities, feelings, vacations, hobbies, material possessions, this is mostly not going to work well for us. What we get angry or hurt about will show us the truth. Do we get out of control with our emotions over our idols? In other words, over what others say or do because we're depending on them for our well-being? What really makes us upset? We will have times of despair, times of trying to simply believe our way free until we come face to face with what we have been attempting to use to bring us life and happiness. We'll find that it hasn't been working and that we need to spend significant time getting our act together with God. He must be allowed to become our treasure in the field for which we're willing to sell everything to gain it. Here's a truth. We really don't know where our allegiances lie until they're challenged. My prayer is, God, give me the strength to hold on. But he's saying, I'm giving you the strength and the faith to let go, for it has become a God to you. Is there anything you just can't live without? Make sure it hasn't become a God to you. When the shaking comes, you'll know, and you should also know what to do. So my prayer is, Lord, be the God of my countenance. I'm determined to not allow the devil to control my life. He is not qualified to be my God.
You can unlock the presence of God in your life. There are revelation principles that remove the mountains, keeping us from joy, hope, peace, and purpose when our world gets turned upside down. Look for these words that work with Pastor Hartika as he shares what has helped him when life got hard. And don't forget to check out his book, The Fortress and the Firebrand, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to Life Journeys. Find new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. And if you're new to this series, it begins with the September 16th episode.
When God rules our lives, He gives us the power to be more than a conqueror. If all a person has is this world, then the world will take that person wherever it wants to. If you have no handhold in this world, then the devil can't attach his stink to you. He can't control you and make you miserable.